Hello everyone, welcome back to Cat's Path. I don't know why I feel like this episode. I feel like it's been a long time in between episodes. I don't know. I guess it's only been a week, but that's what it feels like. I'm on spring break, maybe that's why. So it's kind of a nice break from school. Again, even though I'm not going to school that much, it's two times a day. But it's still nice to have a little break. I still have an assignment due on Friday, 2 pages. So someone keep me in check with that. Make sure I do it. Anyways, or maybe it's the time change because I thought it wasn't really messing me up, but I think it is. I'm definitely like more tired and like when I really think about it, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, the time change. But I was like, eh, you know, it's not really bothering me, but I think it is. Like work on Tuesday, I was struggling. I was like falling asleep in my chair. But it's also so cold there. Like we just put a heater in and we always have blankets because it is just freezing. It is always freezing in there. So maybe that's what I feel like I'm in hibernation and time change. Maybe I should go into hibernation because of the time change, or however hibernation works, but whatever. So recap over the past week. I went to Meow Wolf with my boyfriend and his mom. If you don't know what Meow Wolf is, it's like a interactive art museum, which in a like a huge collab of artists. And I think it's kind of like a mystery thing, and there's tons of locations in the US, and I think like that they're all tied together in a way. I don't know. I've only been to the one that's closest to me. But so I went there and I had been there before, but it was so busy the very first time I went, like so excuse me. So cramped and crowded, like literally you cannot take 2 steps forward, 1 step forward maybe. Like it was just so busy the whole entire time. So we missed a lot and just didn't get to experience it that much. So the second time we went, it was a lot less busy, a lot more enjoyable because you weren't really stepping on anybody or just like in anybody's way, you could actually walk around and enjoy stuff. So that was really cool. I hung out with Campbell Friday because little jerk decided to leave me for spring break, so she's gone. I miss her. But she's having a grand old time. We're still talking, which is good. And Monday, since it's spring break, we don't have explorers, but all the explorers, most of the explorers, met up at a park and we played IRL Fortnite. Fortnite in real life. We brought Nerf guns and like blue Gatorade to be shields and all that stuff. It was so fun. It was really good just getting everyone together outside of practice because sometimes we do dinners, but I feel like it's like in hold on. My brain's moving too fast. At the dinners that we have are normally right after practice, so all we're still thinking about is practice. So this time after being away from each other and no practice was just super chill. It was just like a big group of friends hanging out. I think it was a really, really good bonding experience for all of us, the people who were there. We worked together as a team, like, but in a more casual setting. So I just think overall it went super well. I know I had fun. It sounds like everyone else had a lot of fun. So we'll probably try and do that again. Or it doesn't have to be that specifically, Fortnite. But just getting everyone out and in just a more relaxed environment for us where we're not so locked in and like high stress. This, we were just chilling. We could have done whatever, you know, we wanted. We played soccer for a little bit. People kind of broke off and did different things. So it was just overall a really, really good time. And I'm glad that it actually worked because I've been trying to get people to hang out for a super long time. I'm like, guys, why don't we go hang out and do something? We can just go walk around the mall. You know, some chill, and it never happens. So I'm really glad that it did happen this time. And I think people seeing how relatively easy it is to do this, people will want to do more often because it's always like, well, I don't have a ride, well, I don't have money or whatever. So we have to try and be as accommodating for everybody. So like when we were figuring out what to do, some people suggested, well, why don't we go do paintball? Why don't we go do airsoft or an escape room or something like that? And that stuff is super fun, of course, but it's just not easily available for everybody. That stuff is expensive, you know? And I don't want to make people spend money. Like Nerf guns, everyone's got Nerf guns laying around. I got three, four right now in my room. So like, you know, that's kind of like an easy thing. We can go to a park that's free and we just, you know, mess around. So that was a good compromise for everything. Location, we try and make it as fair as possible, but it's kind of like majority rules. You know, whoever is closest enough, to where we're deciding to go. So it was still super fun. I think we'll do it again. Got some pictures that will go in our end of the year slideshow, which I also need to start working on. So yeah, that was a really fun couple days. Otherwise, I've been playing Far Cry 5 with Jacob, my boyfriend, and that's been super fun. Didn't think I'd be into that game, but I am. I'm actually pretty good, not gonna lie. So I've been playing that a lot. Still watching The Bachelor. I haven't watched this new week's episode. It's already been out for a couple days. I need to watch it. And yeah, just been chilling like a villain, really. Anyways, my mom's birthday is this month, and I'm kind of nervous about the gift that I got her. She doesn't listen to this, but I don't wanna. She decides to listen and I say what it is, so I'm not gonna say what it is. But I think it's cute. I think it's practical. I feel like, I don't know if it's like an age thing. Like, you know, when you get gifts for like a little kid, everything is new to them. You can get them whatever you want. But as people get older, people, and especially my mother, like she's got everything. I have everything. So like, what are you supposed to get? So that's what makes me kind of nervous sometimes, but I think it's good. It's cute. It's personalized. I made it. Well, I didn't like make it. I customized it online and, whatever. I added my personal touch. You want to say that? So I think it's practical and useful. So I hope she likes it. I think we're gonna do dinner like on her birthday or the day before, I don't remember. So that's three birthdays in a row for those of you who are keeping up. Mine is in January, my dad's is in February, and my mom is in March. My brother is in May, so we have a little break. January, February, March, April. We have a little April break before May. So, yeah. I was thinking about this. I really want to spend more quality time with my boyfriend. And I know, like, he comes over every day, but it's not like we're spending the whole day together. He comes by, goes to the gym, we eat, and he normally leaves. We don't get to just either chill or go do something anymore. And it's just, we are. Things are so different. This thing was looked crooked and I just tried to fix it and I thought it didn't move, but it did move and it kind of scared me. Whoa. Anyway, Things were a lot different when we first started dating. The jobs we had were different. I wasn't in school. So it was just like we were able to spend ample hours together. And now we're lucky if we get like three. You know what I mean? Like we used to be like 3 hours is like nothing. But now we're like, please, 3 hours at least. You know, 2 hours, whatever. So things have just changed a lot in our lives. And I don't want to say it feels like we're drifting apart, even though like that's what it looks like from the outside, just because it's different for us. So I really want to try and figure out ways to be able to spend more time. I think this weekend we're gonna go to a car show together, which will be fun. Maybe more for him than me, but still fun. I would like to bring my camera, and take pictures. I think that would be really cool. If it's the place I'm thinking of, I've been there before for a different event. So I hope I can take some pictures because I think that would be really awesome. I really want to start getting into photography again. At this point, I don't care if it's with people or with nature, or what. I really want to start getting back into that. That made me really happy back in the day, and I want to start doing that again. So in most important news, I think. I haven't told anybody this yet. Like, my family knows, but no one publicly. I got a new job opportunity and I'm going to take it, which is really bittersweet. I know, like, I went back. Again, you know, like I left and then I came back, and the plan in the beginning was always the reason I left in the first place because I was like, I think there's something better out there for me. So I left, hoping to find something better, and I didn't find anything, so I came back, but now I have something better. Like, from what it looks like, I'm much better for where I'm at and what I need, like, in a job. So I'm happy for that. I'm super excited about that. It seems really awesome. It's got good benefits and like that was a little hiccup, sorry. I couldn't tell if I had another one. Okay. It's like the same exact schedule with better pay, and it just seems like a more cohesive environment. It seems organized and stuff, and that's what I need. I don't talk about work very much on here. Maybe once I leave, I will. But I need structure and organization and all that stuff, and this new job seems to have that. But I'm super sad about it too in a way because I don't want to leave my coworkers again, especially after like leaving and then I like crawled back. I don't want to say I crawled back. Really, they asked for me to come back, so I did. But I don't want to leave them again, you know? Like, but I have to keep reminding myself that I had to put myself first and my goals first. I can't stay there just because I like them. I mean, of course, I like them. I love those ladies and everyone I work with, but I can't stay just for that reason. And I know that deep down. I just don't want leaving again to like burn a bridge, you know? I still want to be able to come in there, get my hair done, stop by, see, you know, the ladies I work with and stuff. Like, I still want to be able to do that. I don't want to quit, I guess, again, and then be like, you're not allowed back in this building because you were only here for like 2 months or whatever. But that was always the plan. Like, in the end, once I found something better, I mean, that was always my plan. I never really said it out loud to them, but that was my plan the whole time. So I don't want I don't want them to take it too personally, because it's not for it, like, it's not because of them or to hurt them or whatever, but it's just, it's what I need and it's what I think will be better for me. And I mean, it's just, it's a better opportunity, and people have to make moves, and I just have to make this move. So I haven't told them yet, in case you can't tell. But I'm going to soon. But I'm super nervous. But I mean, I'm super excited for the new job, super nervous to leave. So we'll see how it goes, I guess. My start date for this new position is the 26th of this month, and it's a lot more what's the word? Professional. So I kind of think I need to get a whole new wardrobe, because pretty much every day to work, it was like jeans and a Hello Kitty t-shirt. I of course dress it up, because that's just me. Of course I always look boss. Boss? Of course I always look fire. But it seems like very professional. Like, I need to start dressing like my mom. Professional, but like feminine. I don't know. So I need to go shopping. Don't know when that's gonna happen, but it needs to happen soon. So I don't know. I'm super excited for it, of course. Just still feel so bad. And of course, because when I get back, everything is in, shambles. So then I'm working and I'm fixing and I'm making things better. And then when they're like, like when I told y'all when I first came back, they were like, "Oh my gosh, we missed you so much. We needed you here and all this." And I'm like, I know. I just, because I've fixed so much, and I know pretty much when I leave, because I am, not to brag or whatever, but I am one of the most cohesive, I don't really know if that's the word. I am one of the most organized ones there. I do a lot to keep things like running smoothly, so I don't want to leave and then everything breaks down again. And I know, like, I'm not gonna come back and help, because I mean, I won't. I mean, not really, I don't think. So it's just really bittersweet, I guess. It's just bittersweet. But I am still super excited about it. I will let y'all know how the first day goes and everything. So yeah. That was kind of all I had. I swear, between this episode and last week's, it felt like a really, really long time, but nothing's really happened besides like normal work and school. See? Yeah. Yawning. It's the time change. It's the time change. I'm just gonna use that as an excuse for everything now. So no, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff happens, but then when it's time to like talk about it, I can't remember anything that I did. Which for me, like, I'm a documenter. And what I mean by that is, like, I take pictures of everything cool that I'm doing or that I see. I take pictures when I'm with people, just because I like to hold on to those memories. I'm just one of those people. And it doesn't mean I'm like not in the moment or anything, but that's just how I remember those moments if I really like them and whatnot. So I'm about to yawn again. Hold on. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. I'm thinking about work. I just feel bad. But not bad. Like, I can't feel bad. Like, I have people move forward. People, like, I know I shouldn't let it affect me this much, but I mean, of course, I'm sad. Or not, I don't even know if sad's the right word. I made so many great relationships, and I don't want to walk away a second time and those all be destroyed now. You know, with the stylist, with the coworker, I'm about to yawn again. Ugh. Sorry, that was really loud in my ears, maybe not yours. So I don't know. I hope it doesn't. I have high hopes that everything will be okay, friendship-wise, relationship-wise with these people. But a part of me is also ready if that doesn't happen. So we'll see. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Let me know what you think about this episode. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.